In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship this this wonderfully warm and bright morning, and for the celebration of the baptism of Aidan Gunwoo Broderick. We are excited that you are all here to be worshiping with us, to join in the commitment to raise our new children in the faith. Please take note of the announcements that you will find them in the bulletin, and a special welcome to those who may be visiting with us. We hope that everyone will sign the welcome pads that you'll find at the inside pew and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. Please join us for a time of fellowship in the Hope Room after the worship service, and please remember to wear your name tags so that we may get to know one another and so that Pastor B can begin to put names and faces together even more effectively than she's already doing. Thank you for the ways in which you have served in these recent months and times together, calling your attention to a few things that are happening soon. After worship this morning, the youth advisory team is meeting upstairs in the couches room, so those of you who are involved in that, please join me up there fairly swiftly after coffee hour starts, so grab something, but there will be refreshments up there. Next Saturday, our youth are helping at Camp Street, and again, we will be letting confirmation class know that this is a credit-earning service project as well. Jenny Surgner will be overseeing those who are going. You can talk to Jenny with any questions or let me know if you're planning to be part of that. If you are a mentor or a confirmation mentor, that's a great activity to do with your confirmand. And please do take note that in 2 weeks we will be joining together in brunch for the annual meeting of the congregation and corporation, and we hope that you will bring a dish to share and join in that fellowship as we look back on the year past and look forward to things that are coming up. Are there any other announcements this morning? Need to be raised. Yes. Irene. Okay, great. Irene says there will be cake in Fellowship Hall for the celebration of the baptism, so that please make sure you celebrate and make your presence known and congratulations. Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. To the Lord, the glory of God's name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. May the Lord give strength to God's people. May the Lord bless the people with peace. Let us worship God in song. Jesus calls us to come to him, to confess our sin and brokenness and be healed to new life. With trust in that promise, let us come to God in a spirit of prayer, first in silence, then confessing together in the prayer from our bulletin. You have given Christ as a covenant to the nations, God, yet your people continue to live at war. Your prophets proclaim justice and peace, yet we dwell amid hostility and oppression. You judge your people with fairness. We implore you to have mercy upon us. Give sight to eyes that are blind to your truth. Enlighten our darkness, that we may see you even in the midst of our enemies. Free us from seeking our own glory, so that in humility we may live at peace with your people. Let us join together in a spirit of confession as we sing together our song of confession, Remaining Seated, Bless the Lord, which we will sing through twice, number 2013 in the small hymnal. The steadfast mercy of our Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Friends, believe this good news. God forgives and saves us even from ourselves. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
It is time now to share our joys and concerns. I'm going to raise one to begin with, or at least two. Keep Pastor Chris in your prayers this week as she travels to be with her sister Jen, and they will begin planning the memorial service for her brother-in-law who died on December 23rd. So keep her and Chris's family in your prayers. I'd also like to remind us all that we have high school seniors who have been through the application process, are beginning to get acceptances and rejections or whatever from their chosen universities. Keep them in your prayers as they are going through that discernment process of which school will be best for them and where God is calling them to be. Are there any other joys and concerns to share?
I'd like to ask for prayers for my Aunt Jeannie, who fell over Christmas break. She's a school teacher, and it was a pretty bad fall on her knee, and she's out right now, and she was in the hospital in rehab, and I don't know if she'll be able to return this semester. Thank you.
Please keep my father-in-law Paul in prayers. He's a little bit better, but still very weak. Thank you.
We would like to thank all of you for your prayers for us, the Muchiri family. We were in Kenya for 7 weeks, continuing to pursue Ashley's adoption. And we want to give praise to God, even though we did not come back with her, because it was a very, very difficult process. We went to court numerous times, and the judge saw us twice. We had gone there 5 times, and only twice was he available. And he said he will make his decision by this Wednesday. So by Wednesday, that's when the adoption decree will be issued. Let's pray that that is a successful thing and that it will be done by Wednesday. And this will open doors for us to be able to get the visa. Then we can be able to bring her back home with us. So we thank you so much. We felt loved and embraced even from afar. And it was so good also to be with our families, with our mom and our dad and our siblings, even for us to be together during that time. We have felt the love of God just from you reaching out to us from afar. We knew you were praying for us, and we have not come back discouraged. We feel very encouraged. We give praise to God. Thank you so much. And we love you. We are very grateful. Ashley cannot wait to come and be here with us. God bless you.
My son and his family were in some scary weather in North Carolina yesterday, so thank God they're okay.
In our tradition, as we gather, my greatest joy is that I've come through another good year with God as my protector and guide in my life as I move forward. Today is my birthday.
Let us pray. God of grace and power, spirit and presence, we behold your birth at Christmas. We sing your praise. We turn to you with open hearts in prayer this day. Guide our lives that they may be centered in you, reaching always for the gift of your grace, grounded in your spirit alone. We pray, O Lord, for our world, for places of conflict and war and tumult and challenges of weather. We pray for the Middle East in these days, in particular for Syria and Iraq, for all your people yearning for life and hope.
We give thanks, O God, for the joys of our lives, for birthdays celebrated and the gift of Sally in her leadership here, for safety, for Tammy's family, and all who have weathered these storms of these past weeks. We lift to you this day those who are experiencing and seeking your healing power for body, mind, and spirit, for those named and unnamed, be ever close in their journeys this day. Lead them forth into places of peace and new life. We pray for Julie, for Melinda, for Aunt Jeannie, for Paul, for the Chilenji family in Zambia. We pray for those who seek always and ever to lead us into new places of community, for the vision of this congregation as it seeks to move forward in faith, trusting in your abiding presence, for the work of our leaders and search committees. We give thanks for the return of so many back to school again, and those who are seeking to discern their next steps in schooling and beyond. We pray for teachers and for high school seniors, particularly beginning to hear from schools in these days. We give thanks, O God, for the ways you ever remind us of your presence and grace this day in the sacrament of baptism, as we pray for Aiden and all of the Broderick family to live in the fullness of each day. We thank you for your spirit alive in their midst, for their presence with us here, and pray for strength for the journey ahead. In places which are difficult, O God, and the way seems clear, you send us hope and reminders that you are ever present. Help us to trust in you to guide us into paths which are everlasting. We give thanks for the Kegomucheri family, safe return from Kenya, and continue to pray particularly towards Wednesday and the steps beyond in bringing Ashley here. We pray for travel for this week to Washington and family at home here, for the way in Thanksgiving that you have strengthened my family in these weeks. Help us, O God, to live always into your world in ways which bring hope and justice, peace and joy to all your people. As we live together in the power of the one who saves and shows us the way, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose power we pray as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I would like to invite children forward to have a front row seat for the baptism, which we are about to celebrate with Aiden, and Lori Gerard as clerk of session, and the Broderick family up. Ooh. I don't hear my microphone. I don't either. I think we'll be using this one. Okay, you're going to need to go back a little bit, guys, so that the Broderick family can be up here, because you'll really have a front row seat this way. Now, just wanted to make sure the microphone is working. Is that working? No? Can you hear me with the microphone?
Yeah.
Yes? Yes? Naughty?
Yeah.
Yes. That one? Yes. Good. Okay. Great.
Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and sure of his presence with us, we baptize those whom he has called to be his own. In Jesus Christ, God has promised to forgive our sins and has joined us together as the family of faith, which is his church. He has delivered us from darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In Jesus Christ, God has promised to be our Father and to welcome us as brothers and sisters in Christ. Know that the promises of God are good for you. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament.
In presenting Aiden, on behalf of the session, I present Aiden Broderick, the son of Irene and Ryan Broderick, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Ryan and Irene, in presenting Aiden for baptism, you show your own faith in Jesus Christ. Show that you want Aiden to study Jesus, to know him, and to become a disciple in our Lord Jesus Christ, to be loved by Jesus as a chosen disciple. Please show your intention by answering these questions. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Do you trust in him?
Do you intend Aiden to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love?
And this question is for the congregation. Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to teach those who are baptized. Do you, the people of the church, promise to tell this new disciple the good news of the gospel, to help him to know all that Christ commands, and by your fellowship, to strengthen his family ties with the household of God? If so, say we do.
We do. Let us pray together. God of grace, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament, for the hope that we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize today with water, baptize us with your Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word, and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose, today and always. Amen. Irene and Ryan, what is your child's name?
Aiden
Gunwoo Broderick. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are now received into the Universal Church of Jesus Christ. See what love our God has for us, that we are called children of God, and so we are. Not sure about that, are you? Not sure about that. I want to say a few words to you all because you guys have been a big help in this baptism today. I think that your smiles to Aiden have made him smile, and he's saying, I want to know when I can go downstairs to be in that classroom with you all. So I want you to help me out a little bit here. We're going to sing together a song that I know a lot of you know. A song that a lot of you know as I take Aiden around to introduce him to the congregation, this newest disciple in our congregation, Aiden Gunwoo Broderick. So help us to sing as Elena leads us in singing, Jesus Loves Me, and the congregation should sing too.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your infinite mercy and goodness have promised that you will not only be our God, but also our God and parent of our children, we humbly pray for your child Aiden, that your spirit may be upon him and dwell in him forever. Take him, we ask you, under your care and protection. Guide him and bless him in body and soul. Grant that he will grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. We pray that you will abundantly enrich him with your heavenly grace. Bring him safely through the perils of childhood. Deliver him from the temptations of youth. And lead him to witness a good confession and to persevere until the end. God, our Creator, give unto your servants Irene and Ryan, to whom you have given this blessed trust, the assurance of your unfailing providence and care. Guide them with your counsel as they teach and train Aiden, and help them to lead their household into an ever-increasing knowledge of Christ and a more steadfast obedience to his will. We commend to your godly care all the children and families of this congregation. Help us in our homes to honor you and by our love to serve one another and our neighbor. And to your name be all blessing and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
To their classes, and the middle school is upstairs this morning for their class.
Preparation for the hearing of God's word. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this morning comes from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The New Testament lesson comes from the third chapter of Matthew, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Our next hymn is number 492, Baptized in Water.
Today, as we celebrated Aiden's baptism, we did one of the most profound things that we do in the church. However, sometimes I think we don't understand it. It gets lost in all of the words. It gets lost in the beauty of the moment because we all love to see these innocent babies up front, don't we? And we love it when the pastor carries the baby around and introduces the baby to the congregation, making them a part of our family. It's a wonderful day. And I have tried now for 20 years to somehow make baptism concrete and understandable to congregations and take it beyond that sense of, oh, isn't that an adorable baby? Because too often that is all the farther we can see because, oh gosh, I love babies as much as the next person. And my granddaughter will always be my little baby to me even though she's taller than I am. And so will my sons. Because those babies are precious to us. But what we are doing when we have the celebration of baptism, one of only two sacraments that we have in the Presbyterian Church, is we are making public something that God has already done. God has chosen each of us. It says in Psalm 139, which is one of my favorites, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." How long has God known us? God has known us in the very teeniest, tiniest form of an atom, probably before we were even conceived. And God chose us way back then to be God's children. Each one of us, God looked at in the womb and said, "I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter." And at that point, that child has done nothing to gain God's attention, to win God's love, to gain God's notice. That child is loved by God simply because it is. And when we bring a child forward for baptism, we're not really doing anything except making it very clear and public in front of everybody here that this child, Aiden or whoever it is God's child and loved and cherished. And those of you who are parents, think of your parental love and how much you love your children and how there is nothing in the world they could do that would separate you from their love. You would always love them, no matter what. And if we as human beings can love that well, my goodness, what is God capable of? So we come, and we proclaim in baptism that God loves us all. And children sing with assurance, "Jesus loves me." And then life happens. What happens? So many things happen. Some of us get raised in families who have been brought up with the notion that it's not good to show emotions. And so they are restrained and never really show that they love their children. Or there are children, some of us, who have grown up in abusive households. Even if we grew up in a loving home, we go out into that big, cruel world. Some of you are teachers. You've seen it the same as I have when I was teaching. Children can be cruel. We hear a lot now about bullies. When I was teaching, they didn't talk about bullies. But I saw high school students giving students who are questioning their sexuality a really hard time. They didn't just tease them, they ostracized them. They pushed them out of their lives. There were kids of a different color or a different race that where I was teaching in Central Illinois was unheard of. And because they were different, the students didn't trust them. So many things happen. Abusive marriages. emotional abuse, put downs. It happens even in the workplace, where an insecure boss or workplace coworker makes themselves feel better by putting their coworkers down or their employees down. And those messages seep into our very being. And whether somebody tells us we are stupid or unworthy, we tell ourselves that eventually. We put ourselves down, whether anybody else does or not. Because those messages become internalized, and they are even worse than physical bruises, because we can't see them, so we say they're not there. But they are. And because we've been hurt, we build up layers upon layers to defend ourselves against the cruelty of the world. And then God's love cannot permeate through all of those layers. It happens in so many different ways. I had a teacher who used to look at me and say, "Your brother was so great. What happened to you?" Or the person who said, "You are so clumsy. Why do you have to be on our team?" But God loves us. Remember singing that song, "Jesus Loves Me," and being so sure of it? And so God never does give up on us. Isaiah says, "God delights in us." I love that phrase. God delights in us. Yeah. Delights in you. We all take delight as we see a child take its first steps and go teetering across the room. We smile and are so happy when they say their first words. When they're teenagers, we wish they didn't know how to talk anymore. And God delights in the parents who are groaning, "Oh gosh, what are we going to do with this child?" God delights in the child who is frustrating us. God delights in us all the time. Even when we have what we think is a very minimal success, God's going, "Yeah, go get him." Because God loves us. We don't have to do anything to earn it. God just does. God loves us. And God is continually trying to get through those layers of defense we build up to try to help us remember that. I know the roof here leaks, right? You've had all kinds of problems. Not anymore. It's fixed. They're telling me that at my apartment, too. As I was sitting there last night watching the water drip into the dishpan beside my chair, the night before, as I was sitting there with it dripping on my head, I got to thinking about how God's love finds the teeniest, tiniest crack and leaks in and tries to get into the core of our being and remind us that we are loved, so loved. And so many of us spend so much of our lives hating ourselves and forgetting how much we are loved and treasured by God. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." It can also be translated to say, "Let go, let loose, and let me be God." Let me do the work. Let me do the loving. Let my spirit be with you when you are having a rough time, and let my spirit hold you up and carry you. Let loose of all of those hurts. And remember, no matter how much other people may have hurt you, that I, God, treasure you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I invite you to be still. Relax into those hard old pews. Take some deep breaths and close your eyes. I know it's weird, but let's just be still. Feel the Spirit of God descend upon our hearts. Breathe deeply and let God come down upon your heart. And as you breathe out, let your shoulders go. Let them droop. Let your body sag into the pew. Relax. And let God hold you. Feel God's warmth surround you. Like a spring sun. Just right, giving you warmth all over. Be still. Be still. Hear God say, "You are my beloved." You are my beloved. And say to yourself, I am God's beloved daughter. I am God's beloved son. I am God's beloved. Let go and know God loves you. Oh God, wrap us in your love. May we go into the world knowing we are treasured, that we are your delight, that you have chosen us. No matter what we may have done or not done, you love us. Thank you, God. Amen.
Please stand. And repeat with me the affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed, as printed in the bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Ghost,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Now is the time when we bring forth our tithes and offerings. Almighty God, we dedicate these tithes and offerings to be blessed and used according to your divine will. We pray that you would use the resources of our congregation to heal wounds, mend hearts, and spread the love of Christ Jesus far beyond these walls. In his name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 288, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Into the world today knowing that you are loved, cherished by God. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. Know it. Treasure it. Hold it in your heart. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And let the people say, Alleluia. Amen. Amen.